You think there's a market out there for Antonio Gates?
Yeah. Not a big one, but yeah.
I do too. I think there's a market out there for him. I think there's an ability for him to be able to go to a lot of places right now because he's a skilled player still. Now, I don't believe that he's a guy that's going to catch you 100 passes any longer. But I do believe he's that guy. Hey, you guys know this. Paisans, we're all related. You understand this. You know I had a bump. Kevin Colbert from the Steelers, because Telesco's coming on here. I got the text message. Did you see the text message in here this morning? I bumped Kevin Colbert, the general manager of the Steelers, because Tom Telesco, this was the time that he could do it. So just want to tell the Paisan right now, you know, I bumped the GM of the Steelers for this. Good morning to you. Thanks for doing this, Tom.
I knew I always liked you, Dan. Yeah. Bump the Steelers.
He goes like this. He goes, so what's up? I go, hey, you got to do next week. You can't do now. He goes, why? I go, Telesco's coming on. He's got a better team than you this year.
We're closer.
He goes,
we're across the country.
That's right. Who cares? I went, he goes, what do you mean? You think the Chargers are better than us this year? I go, yeah, I do, actually.
Well, we're going to find out because we play them this year. Right?
I know. And he goes, well, you make sure you tell. So you bump me. I go, yeah. So I told him next Tuesday he can come on.
He's a good man. He really is.
They got a great culture there, too. And Tom, for you, was that one of the first things that you had to lay down there was the type of team that you wanted? Not just team with players. You know this. Hey, collection of guys like bowling pins. But you got to get the right group of guys. And to me, the teams that don't go out and make a lot of moves in off seasons, that's the teams that I look at that are going to be competitive. This is like any other league. If you're out there making a whole boatload of moves, you're not usually going to be that competitive because there's too many things you have that are unknown. You got to feel pretty good about this group, no?
Well, I think the first thing you do, and this started, you know, not now, it started years ago here, but you have to build the right culture, and that takes time. That's something that can't be done in a couple of months, and it's hard to do in just 1 year, so that takes time to put together. But get the right culture of what you're looking for inside the building and outside the building. That's number one. And then as far as building the football team, look, there's a couple ways you can look at it, but the way we look at it is it's not just about just acquiring players and acquiring talent. We're trying to build a team. It's not so much of just signing and drafting players to put a team on paper and hope that they play well together. It's about putting together a team that really can on the field play well together. And there really is two separate things between just acquiring talent and putting a team together. So that's what we're working on right now. And we got two more days here of mini camp, and then we got a short break, and then we come back for training camp and we start all over again and start building from the bottom up. And you know, we finished well last year, but last year is last year, and we really have to start over. And a lot of teams have changed from last year to this year, and we've made some changes as well. And but this is where you build the team is this time of year.
I'm going to give you some information here that maybe you could take it or not take it. You know I'm pretty well connected in the NFL, right?
As always.
Okay.
Yep.
There's a market out there for Antonio Gates. Okay, the Cowboys have contacted him, and the Patriots have contacted him. Have you contacted him again, or are you looking through that process now through these mini camps and make an assessment on whether or not you're going to go forward on trying to maybe bring him back into focus? To me, this is the only place he should play is with you guys because he knows the quarterback, he knows the system. There's not going to be that transition going back and forth. Have you guys addressed that as a team?
Yeah, and I'll answer that. But I thought this interview was with you, not with Tom Condon. That's okay.
Oh, so my God.
We'll make that work.
Oh, my God, ING. How did you know? Okay, fair enough. Okay.
That's all right.
Jimmy Sexton and those guys you know are my boys. Okay, Tom, fair enough.
This is where we are. And obviously our situation at that position has changed significantly in the last 30 days with Hunter going down. Yes, obviously Antonio would be a natural fit. He's someone that we have talked to. We've talked to his representatives. Sometimes it's not just as easy as saying, hey, let's just bring him back.
Right.
Let's go. Certainly it's something we've looked at and I don't have any update right now, but yeah, I have no problems saying, yeah, it's certainly something we've we've looked at and talked to, and we'll kind of see where it goes from there.
Hold on, I'm looking at my text. The Jags too.
Unbelievable.
Tom Telesco, the GM of the Chargers, here on San Diego's only FM sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Tell me the one thing that you really love about Anthony Lynn.
Boy, just one thing. I think leadership. That would probably be the one thing. How he runs the meetings, how he interacts with the players, how he acts on the football field with the football team. You can tell right away, and if you came out to practice, you can see he is the leader of the football team. And his presence on the field, his presence with the players, you can really see it. And I think that's what you need from your head coach. He needs to be out in front. He needs to be a leader. He needs to be a strong leader. This is a very competitive league. There's a lot of adversity year to year, month to month, day to day, even in practice from period to period where things go on. And he is hands-on in practice. He's hands-on with different positions. But he can really lead this football team. And I think that showed last year with how we started and how we finished. So I love that part of him. And there's a lot of other aspects I like, too. But I think he's just a great leader for this team.
I would say this to you, Tom. The team itself, there seems to be a different attitude. And I know, again, I'm not throwing shade on anybody here on previous regimes. There just seems to be, I don't know, maybe that's what you were going for, just more of a toughness. And more of a direction on the toughness and running the ball and playing tough on defense. Because to me, since you've been general manager of the team, the first sign that I see that this football team is getting better is on the other side. It's not the offensive side of the football here, which has always been dynamic. You've got to be pretty proud of what you're putting together and the stack of talent that you've got on that defensive side of the football. And there's no doubt they're getting better and better each and every single year. And that's going to lead this team, isn't it? How well we play on defense.
Yes, and I think you're always looking for an identity on offense and defense, and that not only helps you acquire players that fit into that scheme and fit into that identity, helps your scouting staff, both college and pro, to know exactly the style of player you're looking for. But I just think as a football team, you need that identity on both sides of the ball, and I think we've had an identity on offense. It's changed a little bit, certainly in the last couple of years. On defense, I wasn't always sure exactly what we were trying to be. I know exactly what Gus wants to be right now, and that's easier to scout for. And we're building it. You got to have it on both sides. You can't be too heavy on offense or defense. It's got to be a balanced team. We're getting closer to that now, and I think we have some younger talent on defense that's coming along. It still has to all fit together, and that's not to say the offense is all ready to go either. But there's a confidence level, I think. Certainly going into year two with the defense of this time last year, the players on defense were still learning the scheme, still learning the language that Gus uses. Players are still learning what their role and responsibilities were going to be. But now this year, that they kind of know that already. The playbook stuff, they know now it's about playing fast and playing confident. And we're seeing a pretty big jump right now as compared to last year at this time.
Okay, Gates doesn't want to go to Green Bay because it's too cold.
Just hope you're getting commission on that.
Tom Telesco, GM of the Chargers, here on San Diego's only FM sports station, 97.3 The Fan. How do you feel about the expectations this time? That's a good thing, isn't it, Tom? We're not talking about just winning the AFC West now. We're talking about winning the Super Bowl now. I mean, that's kind of what you want in the room, right? You want to strive. It's not just about wearing the hat and the T-shirt. It's about winning that trophy.
Yeah, and inside the building, I've got no issues with expectations. We have high expectations for ourselves, so that's nothing new. And we talk about that inside the building. Outside the building, what people say, look, last year we started 0-4. We didn't listen to the noise then. So anything that people want to say now that's more positive than negative, we're probably not going to listen now either. So that's just the way that it is. But we're certainly not scared of expectations because we have high expectations in here. It's got to be more than just having a 9-7 record that we had last year. It's about winning the division, number one, and then working our way through the playoffs after that and winning a championship. But we can't get to that final goal really without winning the division. And right now, Kansas City has had a hold on the division for the last couple of years. So that's really the main goal right now. But no, we want high expectations here. That's the way it's got to work.
Okay, who's looked good in shorts? Can I say that on the radio? I mean, come on, these mini camps. I mean, come on, man. I mean to me, they're more about just getting the young guys acclimated, right? And just overloading them with information here. That's what this is about, right?
Yes, it's really just about learning. There's just a lot of things we do in mini camps and during OTAs that when you're not in pads, it's going to look different. It just is. But the learning part of it is important, and especially for the younger players. So when they come back to training camp, when it's real football with shoulder pads and helmets on, they can compete for jobs and compete for roles. And you can't do that until you know what to do. So a lot of this off-season work is a teaching pace. It's a learning pace. The guys that stand out right now, and honestly, it doesn't really matter because this is like I said, this is more of a teaching phase. But training camp, that's different. That's where guys are competing for jobs, and that's where the things get real.
I'm going to come up there and watch you guys. What do you think?
You got it. Anytime.
Yeah, I'm going to come up there and watch you guys, man. I want to see what you guys are about because I think you're going to win. I think you're going to win the AFC this year. I know. I think you have.
You'll enjoy training camp. The training camp atmosphere was great last year. We have had a good amount of fans come out. We have bleachers set up. We have a large space for practice. It was a good environment. And really for us, the more people that come out to watch, even guys like you, Sills, the guys that come out to watch, the intensity level rises with the players. And that helps in training camp. The players love to perform in front of people.
Hey, finally here, I just got another. I got a text here. Did you offer RG3 a contract last year?
Usually I don't comment on those type of things, but that answer would be no.
Well, because, you know, he keeps going around saying you did.
He ended up signing with Baltimore, correct?
Yeah.
I've known him for a number of years. When I was with the Colts, he was coming out of college that year. We spent a lot of time with him. He is a really, really impressive person. Had a tremendous college career. Had a great start of his career with Washington and then got hurt.
Yep.
But I think he can play in this league. I really do. He has the intangibles to do it. He has the talent to do it. But for our situation then, we end up trading for Cardale Jones. Yeah.
Yeah.
It didn't go any farther than that.
Hey finally,
that's a lot more information I usually give on a roster.
I know.
We don't do. But, yeah, that's how it went down.
Hey, Cardale, how's he coming along? Final question for you. How's he coming along?
Well, I just told you that OTAs, you really – you know, guys stand out, some guys don't, and you shouldn't really read into it. But I will say, it's throwing the football, he's looked very good. And actually had a kid a very good day yesterday.
Good.
7-7-7.
I like the kid. Team.
So it's just about, he has a lot of physical skill. It's just about cutting down some mistakes. And I think he's got a chance to play. But we'll see more when it's more live bullets. And a lot of those live bullets won't come until preseason games. But I like where he is right now.
Holy cow. I got more out of you than I have in the last 5 years. Jesus Christ.
There you go.
Things are changing. I don't know.
Times are changing.
I'm going to tell Colbert I'm going to bump him again. Hey, Tom, thank you so much, man. We'll catch up again. Really, man. Thank you so much for doing this.
You got it. Have a good summer. Thanks.
You got it, man. That is my friend Tom Telesco, the general manager of the Chargers.